What's up, well-beings? I'm Kelly Noonan-Gorris, and this is the HEAL Podcast. Every week, I interview the leading experts in health and wellness, as well as real people with extraordinary healing stories. Whether you want to heal a physical diagnosis, a mental health issue, a past trauma, or help heal our planet, the HEAL Podcast is for you. Tune in every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Happy Thursday. I hope your day is treating you well. Today, we are continuing our series on curiosity with yourself by exploring the part in each of us that relates to the Enneagram Type 7. But first, today's rose, bud, and thorn. My rose today is that my street team is just giving me life. We meet every single Wednesday. We talk about the book. We explore our own personal growth journeys, and I look forward to our calls every single week. It's like the highlight of my Wednesday every Wednesday. My thorn is that I'm wearing a dress today that I love, but the straps keep falling off of my shoulders and it's driving me bananas. That's all. And my bud is we have reservations tonight for our anniversary dinner at a restaurant we've never been to before called Elder. And it's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. And we get to exchange presents tonight. And I love just like watching Obi open presents. It's so exciting. Okay, so I wanted to do this series about questions to ask yourself as each Enneagram type for a couple of reasons. First, because I thought it would be fun to do basically a guided journaling session together. So between every question, you can pause me, take time to reflect, whether that's in your journal or out loud, whatever works for you. And then because I think it's helpful to explore the part of each of us that is carrying the pressure of each Enneagram type. So don't feel like these episodes are just for the type it's assigned to. It is for all of us. Today's podcast is brought to you by Less Brands. So if you have wavy hair like me, or maybe curly or kinky or coily hair, you know the struggle. It takes me forever to get my hair nice and curly. It's like tons of products, tons of touching sticky things, putting them in my hair, washing my hands, doing it all over again. But the truth is, like, even with that, I am so proud of my curly hair, and I know that a lot of you are too, and we should be proud of our curly hair. And Less Brands makes it so simple to do our curly hair routine. You have got to check them out. Here's how it works. You have a shampoo, a conditioner, and then one styling product. They all smell so good, kind of like vanilla and woodsy. It makes me feel so like people, like I'm walking by people and they can just tell that I smell good. And I use them all in the shower. So I bring my wet brush into the shower. I wash my hair. I condition. I use the product. I wet brush it through. I scrunch, and then I go ahead. And if you are a curly hair person, you know what it means to plop your hair. I go ahead and plop my hair right before I even get out of the shower. And then I'm done. That's it, friends. We're done. And it looks so good. No longer do I have to use gel and mousse and oil. It's one product. I do it all in the shower, one and done. I'm literally obsessed. Less Brands is all about helping each person embrace and love their unique waves, curls, kinks, and coils. Their simple three-step system includes shampoo, conditioner, and an all-in-one styler. Plus, Less Brands products are free from harsh ingredients and are dermatologist tested and approved, and they will improve the health of your hair over time. If you can't tell by the giddiness in my voice, I love Less Brands, and I'm not the only one. See for yourself why they have over 30,000 five-star reviews. From September 23rd to the 30th, Less is celebrating their fifth birthday with a huge sale by giving you up to 15% off site-wide. So the time is now. Go to lessbrands.com. That's L-U-S brands with an S.com. Don't wait. Get up to 15% off at lessbrands.com. All right, so here are the top 10 questions I want you to ask yourself when exploring the part of you that is an Enneagram Type 7. Number one, what does it feel like in my body when I am angry? Number two, What does it feel like in my body when I'm anxious? Number three, what does it feel like in my body when I am sad or lonely? Number four, what would it feel like to not fix my feelings, but to just let them flow? Number five, what are the things I do to make myself feel better? Which ones are nourishing and which are escaping? Number six, who do I find it easy to share my feelings with? And why? Number seven, what would settling look like? And what things do I do out of fear of settling? Eight, what is my current escape plan for my life? How does having an escape plan serve me? And how does it prevent me from being fully committed? Number nine, what ways do I make things difficult for future me because present me is uncomfortable or feeling sad? And number 10, what are you most afraid of missing out on? Now, I know these episodes are short and sweet, but I hope that you take the time to pause me and really journal through these prompts. And I would love to hear if anything fascinating arises for you. DM me on Instagram if you'd like and share this episode and these prompts with anyone that you think could benefit. Additionally, if you enjoy this concept of exploring the part in yourself that is each Enneagram type, you're going to really like my new book, The Enneagram Letters. It's all about how we carry the nine pressures of the Enneagram within us and explores that through letters, essays, and poems. It's available for pre-order now at theenneagramletters.com. As always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you tomorrow for the next episode.